Kia ora, my name is Dan Moskowitz, and welcome to the first installment of my podcast, Meet the Newbies. With the 2017 general election having just happened, there will be a lot of new MPs in the 52nd Parliament. Many of these new MPs will not be well known outside of their electorates. So, I decided to do a podcast featuring one of the new MPs each time. This gives them a chance to show who they really are to the public, and gives us the chance to find out about our new lawmakers. In today's first episode, we talk to Jenny Anderson, a Labour List MP who narrowly lost Oahu in 2014, and again narrowly lost Hutt South in this year's election, but got on the Labour Party's list. Let's learn about who she is.
How are you doing today, Jenny?
I'm very well, thank you, Dan.
All right, so how would you describe yourself in a sentence?
Practical yet creative.
Short and sweet. So what is your background?
I'm a public servant, so I've worked for 16 years within New Zealand government designing policy and legislation.
Who would you say is your greatest hero, your greatest inspiration?
My mum would have to be, that's an easy one, but I would have to say my mother, because she's done a really great job of balancing a career and having a family, and has always been a huge inspiration and support to me.
When did you realise you wanted to get into politics?
As a frustrated public servant who worked very hard on issues that were dear to my heart that didn't come to full fruition as a result of things not being popular or pushing the right focus group type buttons for the government of the day, and so seeing really good stuff not being implemented for the benefit of New Zealanders, and realising that if you wanted to drive that change you needed to be at a higher level in government.
When you were a public servant, what issues weren't very popular?
Oh, well, there are lots. I've 16 years of working, so I've worked as a treaty negotiator designing legislation for various iwi. I've worked in New Zealand Police on family violence, methamphetamine, gangs action program under national government. Lots, I could go on. But there's always elements to policy development and legislation that the government of the day has certain views on, and then the most popular aren't always the best. So I think it's getting that balance right. And I always think, irrespective of who the party is, the later in the term they become, after three terms, they're far more sensitive to doing things that are popular as opposed to doing what's a good idea.
So what would you be willing to march on the streets for?
Not my right to govern. Oh, there's lots of things I'd take to the streets for. I'd take the streets for equal pay, to reduce the mortality rate of children in New Zealand, for increasing access to mental health and addiction services, for reducing the high level of Māori recidivism and imprisonment rates. I could just keep on going there. So yeah, there's a lot of things I would gladly protest about.
What's your dream for New Zealand?
I'd like to see a far more equal New Zealand. I believe that the gap between rich and poor has become far too great, and I see that every day in the hut where I am from. I would like to see every single child in New Zealand go to sleep in a bed in a house that's warm and dry, and to have the same opportunities available to them as everybody else, and currently we're not able to provide that.
In this election, you narrowly lost Hutt South, mm-hmm. and in the 2014, you also narrowly lost Oahu. Mm-hmm. What lessons have you brought away for 2020?
Just to keep fighting, really, that I'll be doing the same thing again in 2020 in Hutt South, and this time I'm paid, so that makes a difference. I get paid, and I get resources in the electorate to be able to be based Labour List MP, and that'll be the first time I've ever been able to compete on an even footing, so I look forward to that.
Right. Okay, so moving on to conscience issues, do you support the decriminalisation and legalisation of abortion?
Well, it's always been, it's come up quite a bit this previous election, so it's not illegal now. So what the comments have been made by not just the leader of the Labour Party, but others, that it's probably time it comes out of the Crimes Act, or that we have a look at whether that's time for a review. And I would wholeheartedly support it being reviewed, to the extent that it's a health issue and we need to be treating how those issues around women's choice and rights on childbirth, I think, belong in the context of health legislation, not criminal legislation.
So moving on to cannabis legalisation, would you support the legalisation of cannabis?
We've already had a members bill from Labor which looks at decriminalisation for the purposes of medicinal cannabis being able to be prescribed by a GP, so yes, we would. I think it's a big debate yet to be had in terms of the wider legalisation and how that operates. Really interested to understand more. I think we could do with quite a bit of research, particularly on how it affects young people and what the impacts are and what type of a framework we would be wanting to move towards. I think the review done by the Law Commission about 5-6 years ago now was a good one. I liked that. My job in police was to have a look through that and respond to it. My bigger concern is probably methamphetamine. I think it's a massive problem for New Zealand, and I think that largely we have a form of informal decriminalisation because you could have quite a significant amount of cannabis on you now to be prosecuted by police and to go through the courts. And I think, you know, a big reason for that is how much we've lost control of methamphetamine in New Zealand. So that's a bigger and far more harmful issue that we need to be looking at just as much, I think, as cannabis.
Do you support the retention of the Māori seats?
Yes.
Do you support the foreign deployment of New Zealand troops, like in Afghanistan?
That's a pretty big question. Just everywhere, like I do. Would have to depend on what kind of support we're providing and, you know, for what are the purposes. So in the past, a lot of the support that New Zealand has provided overseas has been in training and supporting, whether it be for police services overseas. So there's probably a strong role always for assisting other countries in their own. But it really does depend on the circumstances in that particular country and the context in which they are which those circumstances have evolved. So I think it's hard to say blanket would I agree with everything, because in some instances probably no.
Would you support New Zealand becoming a republic?
Yeah, I'm open to that. I think it's just going through all the parliamentary induction and learning about the Queen all the time, it reminds me how it's just not that relevant to our lives anymore. So I would have to say I'm in support of further discussions about how New Zealand could become a republic. Question is, of course, what you do with the Treaty of Waitangi.
Yes. What would you do with the current amount of MPs? Do you think it should be raised or lowered, or is it good how it is?
Maybe wait until I've worked here a bit longer and I'll have a better view. But I think you know, MMP is not perfect. It's always it's got, you know, a few rough edges, but in large, I think it works really well. My time as a political advisor here, when I worked 10 years ago, I got to do the negotiations between parties to get support, and it was really interesting to see the impact on legislation that MMP has. It's a bit of like a watering down effect in some ways, and it also kind of, for want of a better term, lifts the lid on Parliament. It makes processes far more transparent than they were in the past. So I think those are good things, but there are always gripes from the public. And it's quite interesting too, after running in a seat in the Hutt South, not winning and still being in Parliament, people get a bit confused about why you're in there, and you have to explain that that's called MMP.
Do you support assisted dying?
I've been asked this one many times. I think New Zealand needs to have a really good discussion about it. I think it's, I would support any bill to second reading in order for that select committee process to be wide and open and full, and for all of those views to be taken into account, particularly with a piece of legislation to look at. So that those two things have to happen together. I've met people from both ends of the spectrum, and I think that the devil will be in the detail of whatever legislation goes forward, and it's very important that everybody who has a view on it has that opportunity to be heard on how that legislation should take shape.
Would you want to be on that select committee?
Would I want to be? Yeah, sure, I'd be interested in. Yeah, yep, I would.
Right, final question. If you were trapped on a desert island with an MP from an opposing party, who would you choose?
Who would I choose? An opposing party, babe? Well, I've spent most of the week with Chloe Swarbrick, and she's lovely, so I'd pick her. I haven't really met any of the others, to be honest.
All right, Jenny, it's been wonderful talking to you. This has been Jenny Anderson. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.